Welcome to Money Ms. Busted, the Bitcoin bubble, unraveling cryptocurrency myths. I'm really intrigued by Bitcoin.
It's like, is it the future of finance or just a speculative bubble waiting to burst? I've been following its rise and fall, and honestly, I'm still trying to wrap my head around it all.
Exactly. It's fascinating and confusing all at once. I mean, a currency not tied to any government or bank, it's a radical concept. And the sheer volatility of it.
One day it's soaring, the next it's plummeting. What's the deal with that?
Well, that's what we're here to unpack. Is it a safe investment? Is it a viable currency? Or is it just a get-rich-quick scheme for some and a huge risk for others?
Right. Let's start with the basics. How does Bitcoin even work? Because I think that's where a lot of the confusion lies.
Well, it's all built on this thing called a blockchain, right? It's a decentralized public ledger that records every single transaction.
Yeah, like a digital record book distributed across a network of computers, so no single entity controls it. And that's supposed to make it secure, or so they say.
But how secure is it really? We've heard stories of exchanges being hacked, wallets being lost.
Oh,
Yeah.
absolutely. And then there's the environmental impact of mining. That's a whole other can of worms.
Mining, right? That's how new Bitcoins are created. It's this energy-intensive process of solving complex mathematical problems to validate transactions.
Yeah, it uses a ton of computational power and electricity. Some say it's not sustainable in the long run.
So we have this supposedly secure, decentralized currency that's also incredibly volatile and potentially harmful to the environment. It's a complicated picture, to say the least.
Definitely. And then there's the whole mystery surrounding Satoshi Nakamoto, the pseudonymous creator of Bitcoin. Who is this person or group? It adds another layer of intrigue, doesn't it?
It really does. And how has the emergence of Bitcoin impacted the global economy? We've seen its influence on everything from financial markets to international trade.
It's definitely disrupted the traditional financial landscape. I mean, central banks are scrambling to understand it. Governments are trying to regulate it. It's a whole new world.
So we were talking about Bitcoin, this decentralized currency built on a blockchain, and it's a lot to take in.
It really is. I mean, the idea of a digital decentralized ledger is fascinating, but then you get into the nitty-gritty of mining and the environmental impact, and whoa.
Exactly. And the volatility. It's like riding a roller coaster. One minute you're up, the next you're down. How can anyone seriously consider it a stable investment?
Well, some argue that the volatility is part of its growing pains, that as it matures, it'll stabilize. But honestly, I'm skeptical. And then there's the security aspect. All these stories of exchanges being hacked, it makes you wonder.
Right? Like, how secure can it be if millions of dollars worth of Bitcoin can just vanish? It undermines the whole idea of a secure, decentralized system, doesn't it?
It does. And you mentioned Satoshi Nakamoto, the mysterious creator. That whole anonymity thing adds another layer of, I don't know, uncertainty?
Definitely uncertainty. It's like, who's really in control? Who do you turn to if something goes wrong? There's no central authority, no governing body. It's the Wild West out there.
It is. And what about its impact on the global economy? It's disrupting traditional finance, that's for sure.
It is. Governments are scrambling to regulate it. Central banks are trying to understand it. It's a whole new paradigm. And what about the future? Where does Bitcoin go from here?
Well, that's the million-dollar question, isn't it? Will it become mainstream? Will it replace traditional currencies? Or will it eventually fade away? Who knows?
So we've been talking about Bitcoin as a currency, its volatility, and its, shall we say, colorful history. But what about its other uses, this blockchain technology? It seems like it has the potential to be, well, kind of revolutionary.
It really does. I mean, think about it. A decentralized, immutable ledger. The implications are huge. We're talking about everything from supply chain management to, well, to video games, believe it or not.
Video games? Really? I'm intrigued. Tell me more.
Well, there's this whole concept of blockchain games where players can buy, sell, and trade in-game items as NFTs using cryptocurrency. It's like, imagine owning a unique sword in a game that you could actually sell for real money.
Oh, like real money, not just in-game currency.
Yeah, actual real-world money. It's a pretty wild concept. One of the early examples was this game called CryptoKitties, where you could buy and breed virtual cats as NFTs. One of them even sold for over $100,000. Can you believe that?
$100,000 for a virtual cat? That's a lot. But I can see the appeal, I guess. Sort of like digital collectibles.
Exactly. But it also highlighted some of the challenges with blockchain technology. CryptoKitties actually clogged up the entire Ethereum network for a while because of all the transactions.
Whoa. So scalability is an issue?
Definitely. And there's also the speculative nature of it all. A lot of these blockchain games are more about speculation than actual gameplay, which limits their appeal for most gamers. It's like, are you playing the game or are you playing the market?
Right. It becomes less about entertainment and more about investment, almost.
Exactly. And that's a risky proposition. It's hard to predict the value of these in-game assets. They can fluctuate wildly, just like Bitcoin itself. It's GameFi, they call it. Games plus decentralized finance.
GameFi? Huh. So it's a bit of a gamble then?
Kind of, yeah. But some games have seen limited success. Axie Infinity, for example, became pretty popular during the pandemic.
Hmm.
And big game publishers like Ubisoft and EA are starting to explore the possibilities.
Interesting. So despite the challenges, there's still a lot of interest in this space?
Hmm.
Oh, absolutely. It's still early days, but the potential is there. It's a whole new frontier. But it's important to be aware of the risks. There are scams and fraud out there, just like with any emerging technology. Valve, the company behind Steam, actually banned blockchain games from their platform because of these concerns.
So we've covered a lot of ground about Bitcoin. It's this fascinating, volatile, decentralized thing. I'm still not sure I completely understand it, but I'm definitely more informed than I was an hour ago.
Me too. I mean, the whole blockchain concept is mind-blowing, right? This digital ledger distributed across a network. It's like something out of science fiction. But then you have the real-world implications, the environmental impact of mining, the regulatory hurdles. It's a complex beast.
It is. And the volatility. It's like the Wild West of finance. One minute you're a Bitcoin millionaire the next. Well, not so much.
Exactly. It makes it so hard to consider it a stable investment, though I do see the appeal of a decentralized currency, free from government control. It's like a digital gold rush, almost.
Yeah, I can see that. But then you hear stories of exchanges being hacked, wallets being lost.
Mm.
It makes you wonder how secure it really is.
Right? And the anonymity of Satoshi Nakamoto. Who is this person or group? It adds to the mystique, but also to the uncertainty.
It does. And then you have the impact on the global economy. Governments scrambling to regulate it, central banks trying to understand it. Shung. It's disrupting everything.
It really is. And the future of Bitcoin, is it going to become mainstream? Will it replace traditional currencies? Or is it just a fad? It's anybody's guess.
It is. But even if Bitcoin itself doesn't become the currency of the future, this blockchain technology, it seems like it has the potential to revolutionize so many industries.
Oh, absolutely. From supply chain management to video games, the possibilities are endless.
Video games. That's the one that really caught my attention. $100,000 for a virtual cat? That's wild.
It is. It shows the potential, but also the speculative bubble, perhaps, of some of these blockchain-based games. It's like, are you playing the game or are you playing the market?
Right. It's a fine line, but I'm fascinated to see where it all goes. It's a whole new frontier, and, well, it's exciting, isn't it? Even with all the risks and uncertainties.
It is. It's a brave new world, and we're just at the beginning. Thanks for joining us on this journey of exploring Bitcoin and its impact. Until next time!